Israel has summoned the Egyptian ambassador to Tel Aviv. This comes after Egyptian Prime Minister Issam Sharaf's remarks that his country's peace treaty with Israel has always been open to discussion. Tel Aviv has expressed irritation over his remarks. Jordanians have demanded an end to their country's peace treaty with Tel Aviv and the closure of the Israeli embassy. They took to the streets in several cities, including the capital, Amman. The protesters also want meaningful constitutional reform, describing the government-proposed changes as insufficient. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has pledged to seek UN membership for an independent Palestinian state. He says Palestinians want a country based on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem al-Quds as its capital. Abbas says many countries have supported the formation of an independent Palestinian state. A new Gallup poll shows nearly 40% of Americans think unemployment is the toughest problem the U.S. is facing. That's up from nearly 30% in August. Last week, President Barack Obama unveiled a jobs plan calling for an increase in infrastructure spending and more aid for cash-strapped states. In the U.S., fresh figures show household wealth dropped more than a quarter of a percentage point in the second quarter. The net worth of American households decreased nearly 0.3% last quarter. Analysts attribute this drop to the steep stock market losses since early August and the prolonged housing crisis. In Libya, revolutionaries have withdrawn from the Gaddafi stronghold of Bani Walid. They say the retreat is a tactical withdrawal because of heavy sniper fire. Heavy fighting has also broken out in fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, Sirte. Thousands of people across Iraq have taken to the streets calling for better redistribution of resources and improvements in basic services. The protesters hoisted broken electric fans and air conditioners above their heads to symbolize their frustration. The protests were reportedly directed at the country's slow economic progress. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says that it is her country's duty to secure the future of the euro. This comes as European finance ministers are meeting in Poland to discuss the continent's financial crisis. Meanwhile, Merkel faces pressure at home to not expose Germany to the shaky finances of countries like Greece.